slam poetry at the stage today as the Cincinnati MLK Coalition brought Martin Luther King's message of change to a younger crowd. NKU Swerve.
What is this? I, me, this, us, cradling past thoughts of suicidal tendency. I must join black power, black thought, black human being change, must change, find change, be.
The crowd appeared mesmerized, including Sharon McCreary.
The young people with the spoken word and doing the rap, that's important. And I thought that I heard a real quiet come over the crowd because they were really listening to what the performer was saying.
Wordplay, a different group, featured poet Lacey Asylum Robinson, a 2015 graduate of Aiken High School and UC freshman.
And then they get up, get out, and get bludgeoned. When all they're guilty of is trying to be something, trying to do something different, trying to go out and make a difference till a cop kills them with conviction but doesn't get convicted because due to their pigment, it is different. I don't get it. How does the dark shade of my skin make me a villain? How does you having skin lighter than mine make you a victim? Clearly, there is a part of this equation that I am not getting, so how about you explain to me how I'm the evil one when my objective is to stop the killing?
Mayor John Cranley did reference the violence today. He talked about the $4.8 million settlement between UC and the family of Sam DuBose after DuBose was shot and killed last summer.
The city will be continuing to work with UC to make sure that they go through the kinds of police reforms that Cincinnati went through in 2001 and 2.
And as Tracy Hunter's trial is scheduled to get underway, there was a five-minute delay in the music hall program as her supporters used a megaphone to disrupt the celebration.
We are demanding
Father, we're glad that you
hear.
MC Curtis Fuller refocused the message and the demonstrators were forced to leave.
We actually appreciate people who want to speak out. But one thing Dr. King told us, there is a decorum about everything. And so it is not necessary to disrupt this program. And so what we will do is continue with this program.
The program continued with music from children. There was also this version of James Taylor's song from the Martin Luther King Chorale. Hundreds of people braved the cold to march to Music Hall from the Freedom Center in Fountain Square. Sheila Dallas has memories of a different march. She went to the March on Washington with her dad in 1963.
And these are all my grandchildren, and I wanted them to come and be a part of this. Yes, I love the fact that we do celebrate his birthday as well as the holiday. And I wanted my grandchildren to feel a part of that.
So what does it mean to come with your grandma since what she experienced? Well, let me get your name and how old you are.
Hi, I'm Chelsea. I'm 19. I'm currently attending UC, and it just feels good to see, like, there's still culture out there and there's people who still want change.
This year's program was held in 90 minutes, an hour and a half shorter than other years. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.